Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with new language arts teacher at Mount Pleasant Middle School and basketball coach at Winfield Mount Union High School, Mindy McCrate, about her success this year in the classroom and on the basketball court. So what is it like to be teaching in a community where you grew up for most of your life?
I really enjoyed being back in my hometown, teaching at the Mount Pleasant Middle School. It is great to have my family close again, and coaching in the Winfield School District, it's great to be part of the Wolfpack again. It's brought back a lot of memories, and it's just rewarding in itself.
So speaking of your position at the school, how do you feel like the school year has been going so far?
My school year has actually been off to a great start. My sixth graders are currently making grammar flipbooks and starting their second quarter book projects, so they're excited to be reading a new book. My seventh graders just finished up writing their personal narratives, and I really enjoyed reading their papers and viewing their story boards that they created before writing their papers. So we've had a good first quarter and looking forward to the second quarter.
What are your students currently reading?
For their book projects, they actually get to pick what book they want. For middle school, it's kind of hard to keep them reading. So one of the things we try to do is we give them a page limit that their book has to be, and we encourage them to find a book that interests them so they will read it.
And I'd have to think that and ultimately leads to more genuine work when the students have that choice, whether it's the narrative like you spoke of or the fact that they get to choose the books that they're reading. There tends to be more buy-in, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And we find that some kids enjoy reading that different genre, and then they continue to read that same genre and fall in love with a genre that they probably would have never picked.
That can be one of the biggest challenges, is just kind of opening that door and finding what the students are into, but sometimes that's all it really takes.
Yes, I agree.
So you are the new head basketball coach for the girls program at Winfield Mount Union. Do you find that coaching, you know, working with the students in extracurriculars helps you in the classroom, and then vice versa? Do you find that your classroom work transitions to the court as well?
Yes, I do. I love working with young athletes and helping them grow into their full potential, not only as a basketball player, but in the classroom as well. Becoming a basketball coach has been a very rewarding experience for me, because I can make a difference in my students' lives, not only on the court, but off the court as well. I've been coaching for a long time, and it's just great to see them develop, and it's just rewarding.
Now, if you want your students and players to take one thing away from you as an educator and just as an advisor in general, what is that thing that you would hope that your students take away from your teaching and coaching?
I find that today kids struggle with believing in themselves. So I think I would want my students and my athletes to believe in themselves and continually challenge themselves to do better and not give up, always push it to their limits. I want to take the knowledge that I've learned from playing basketball, being in the classroom, being on the coaching side, just to help the athletes become a better player and learn to excel, not only on the court, but off the court as well.
And I'd have to think it helps as well when the students see that it's not just what you do in the classroom. You're genuinely interested in their lives outside of the classroom and their hobbies, the things that they like as well.
Yes, one of my favorite activities that we do in the classroom to get things started, because when I get them, they're fresh and I don't always know them, is they make a collage about themselves. And it's just a nice way to get to interact with them and know, like, oh, okay, he's a Chiefs fan. So we can talk football, you know. It's just a way to connect with them without schoolwork.
Do you find yourself incorporating art into your classroom frequently?
I try to do some art in my classroom. Some things are a lot of hands-on, and especially with like our book projects that we do, we incorporate a lot of art into the classroom.
Looking forward into the rest of the school year, are there any units or books that you're going to be diving into that you're particularly excited for?
My sixth graders read The Breadwinner for fourth quarter. And to be honest with you, when I was thrown, hey, you got to teach this fourth quarter, I was like, The Breadwinner. And then once I read it, I could not put the book down. And I find that it's the same way after teaching it for the last 2 years with my sixth graders. Like, they want to keep reading because there's four books that go along with The Breadwinner. But it's just interesting how engaged they are when reading The Breadwinner.
It's always a fun surprise when you look at something and you're like, well, I don't know if the kids are really going to vibe with this. And then they end up connecting with it more than you ever thought imaginable.
Right.
Now, if there's someone who's listening to this who would like to become a teacher or a coach in the future, whether it's a young person or just someone looking to potentially switch careers, what advice would you give to a teacher or coach?
The advice I'd give to someone looking up to be going into teaching or coaching would be organized, be creative and caring. Not all students learn the same way, so you got to learn to be flexible. Don't forget to breathe. Have fun with it. Enjoy your students. Just be that listener. And as a teacher and a coach, you just never stop learning. And if you don't understand something or you can't figure it out, don't be afraid to ask. Just ask.
That was Mindy McCrate joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about her new positions as an English teacher and basketball coach. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pettit with KCII News.